Now,
the future of America.
I've got nine, I think. 9 students from Muskingum University here. They're from Orbit Media, WMCO. You can find them online. In fact, we've linked to their website. And we're so proud to be carried in New Concord, Ohio, and to have students here today. It's and Lisa Marshall, too, from the Mass Media Department. Let's first help you understand who's in the studio with me right now. And I think we'll just sort of go around so I can be sure I have everybody's name, too. And we'll just start with you and maybe have you introduce yourself and perhaps tell us where you're from originally and what your career thoughts are since you're majoring in mass media. Hang on and let me, you're going to get to probably immediately see. Oh, look at this. Here's something that's, here's a lesson. We're going to fix that for you. There you go. We just plugged in this gentleman's microphone. We did that on purpose because that's called a teachable moment. What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Aaron Eno. I actually am from New Concord, and I really love doing radio.
Excellent. How long have you been doing things on the air?
Since last year, so yeah.
Great. Tell me about your show.
Oh, my show is, I have a specialty show on WMCO. It's called Cinema Central. I play soundtracks and talk about movies.
I think I read about that program. That's a great premise for a show. Do you look at, do old movies too, or primarily current?
Pretty much whatever I happen to be watching any given week.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Aaron, and thank you. Let's see who's sitting on your left. What's your name?
I'm Rachel Schlorb.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm originally from West Lafayette, which is probably about 45 minutes from New Concord, so it's not really that far.
And West Lafayette, Indiana?
Or? No, okay. It's in Ohio.
Okay, that's what I was thinking for a minute, but that can't be that close.
It's right beside Coshocton. So.
Okay.
It's in Coshocton County, yes.
I know where that is. And what are your career interests? And?
I have a few career interests. I would really like to get more involved with radio and maybe possibly have a career in that. It's probably what I'm thinking right now.
And it's nice to have you here. Let's see who's sitting next to you who helped us identify West Lafayette a minute ago. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Carissa Kent, and I'm from Warsaw, Ohio, which is pretty close to West Lafayette, so that's the only reason I know. And I've been on WMCO as a DJ for, this is my second year? Third year, sorry. Had to think about that. But yeah, it's been fun, and this year I am doing a show with my roommate and best friend, Christine Holmes, and ours is called The Morning Breath.
The Morning Breath.
Yes.
Who came up with that?
We both did. I'm Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
The Morning Breath, I like it. What kind of, what do you feature on it?
Well, it's our morning show, and Carissa and I are kind of goofy together. So
yeah.
We just tell a lot of goofy stories, things to get you up in the morning.
Definitely. There's a lot of nodding heads when you said goofy together. So your roommate is from Warsaw. Christine, where are you from?
I'm from Austintown, Ohio, which is by Youngstown.
So yeah,
pretty close to Pennsylvania.
I have family in Poland and Canfield, so I've been near Austintown before. And is your strong interest in radio for you too?
Well, I like radio, but I think my career path is going to be TV. I like producing. I like news. News is my thing.
Excellent. Well, it's good to have you here. Now, there's somebody in between the two of you that we didn't get a chance to meet. And what's your name?
My name is Jason Chalmuffel.
And Jason, tell me about yourself.
I'm a political science, econ, communication major at Muskingum. And I'm just everyone else here has a show. I'm just a trainee right now.
Well, that's terrific. What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
And you mentioned econ.
Communication and political science.
That's a lot. Do you have plans to mix all those things together?
I want to be a county administrator when I get older.
There you go. Do you know anybody that does that?
My uncle did, and I'm actually the youngest elected official this year.
Well, that's terrific. What were you elected as?
School board.
So you're on the school board for
Tri-Valley.
That's amazing. And how long have you been serving?
I just got elected in November.
Okay. What was the campaign like?
It was interesting. A lot of hard work.
I'll bet. I mean, that would have to be tons of hard work. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Thanks.
And now we're going to go over, there's 30 more students to meet, and then we'll end today's show and bring Sean McIntyre back. There's 4 more students here, and we're going to start with you. What's your name?
My name's Garrett Knott. I'm second year at Muskingum University. I'm originally from Cambridge, Ohio, which is about 15 minutes east of New Concord. I work for the Daily Jeffersonian newspaper in Cambridge as a sports photographer. So I'm also in the journalism program at Muskingum. So my big interest is really photojournalism.
Mm-hmm.
Some sports, some news.
Yeah, and I have a lot of admiration for people that can do that well, because one reason radio is my medium of choice is I love photography, but in terms of actually taking a picture, that's not something I happen to be particularly good at. So how did you get into that? Did you have that passion before you came to Muskingum?
Yeah, and even back in high school, I took a lot of art classes in photography. And the first college I went to was here at the Art Institute.
I see.
Downtown, and I majored in photography, and then some different things popped up interest-wise. And when I started working at the paper in Cambridge, been there for a few years and decided that's what I want to do, might as well finish my degree, and that's how I ended up in Muskingum.
Oh, excellent. Nice to meet you. Let's get that red microphone in front of you and meet you. What's your name?
My name's Marty Kurtz. I'm a junior at Muskingum, a media production major.
Excellent. And audio or video or both?
Both. I started out, last year I was the news director for WMCO and also an Orbit TV producer. So I kind of had both the audio and visual side of it. And that's kind of where I'm trying to figure out what exactly I want to do with my life.
I love hearing those words, figuring out what you want to do, because... you may still be doing that after you graduate, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's good to have that kind of attitude. And where are you from originally?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah, the city of my birth. I don't advertise that much. You know, we came to Pittsburgh when I was 2 or 3, but I'm a native Buckeye. Let's see who's next to you. What's your name?
My name is Chris Morgan. I'm actually the program director for WMCO.
And I saw you've had Revolution?
Yeah, the Revolution t-shirt from last year.
Yeah.
That was one of our big promotion things going back to last year. It was kind of cool. We actually had a cannon on our homecoming float.
Excellent.
But we didn't win.
I think you should have. Now, being program director of a radio station is an interesting responsibility. I've done it several times. And how's it been?
It's been very interesting so far, just kind of trying to figure things out, where certain people fit in different areas, and just really going that things day by day, I would say.
It requires a lot of diplomacy, a lot of things to learn as you go through all of these things. I think I was going to say Jason could give you lessons from the school board and all of these things.
Definitely.
What would you like to do ultimately? Do you have a sense?
Ultimately, I'm gunning for John Buchacross's job at ESPN.
Good for you. Why not? John, if you're listening, look out. Nice to have you here. And way over, I can barely see her, but we have our 9th student from Muskingum. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ashley Glazer. I am a sophomore at Muskingum, and this is my first year. Well, I've been doing radio for a full year now.
And how do you like it so far?
I like it a lot. I am a marketing and design major at Muskingum, and I kind of just do this for fun.
Well, that's good. Yeah. What's your show like? What do you do?
I do a celebrity gossip segment from 9 to 11 on Monday mornings. So.
Celebrity gossip. Yes. So you could create something about the CSPN guy, maybe get him knocked off the air.
Probably could.
So Chris could get his, you know, his job.
Yeah. I got you, Chris.
Well, it's nice to have all of you here. And we'll talk with Lisa Marshall maybe a little bit too. But let's just talk about media for we have about 10 minutes or so to just enjoy each other's company, and then we'll show you some things behind the scenes too. But any sense of, gosh, there's so many things we could talk about. Why don't we talk about the tragedy in Paris just ever so briefly, not specifically about what happened, but just the means of getting the word out. You know, I am amazed at how information flows through different channels. I bet all of you, if you were, you know, near television or the internet yesterday, were going from site to site and trying to figure out what was going on. Anybody want to talk about sort of the way news is being delivered these days, or how we ought to be consuming the news generally? And feel free to take this in any direction you want.
Sure. I think the traditional means are still there, with radio, television, newspaper, but internet is just taking over, especially social media. And I think there's a challenge for news stations to get the word out, because people want that information so quickly, and with the internet, you have to follow through.
This is Christine that was speaking. And what about accuracy, though? Because if you, there are some people that say we'd rather be first than right.
No.
Go ahead and add.
You want to be both. But if it comes to the fact of being correct, you should take all you can and get the correct information before you ever post really anything. And if you do post something that's incorrect, you need to go back and apologize, repost, and say, sorry, that was incorrect. Here's the truth about it, or, you know. But just getting it out there in the first place, you know, you'd rather would have local media that has something correct than something that's false and you don't know if you can actually trust it. So.
Yeah, and there were some other students who wanted to speak. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Twitter, that's the biggest thing right now. I mean, yesterday, just finding all this information out, it was mainly by use of Twitter. I saw a couple Facebook posts here and there, but I can't remember the exact account, but there's just constant flow of information coming in from basically one account that got, you know, retweeted by one person. Then, you know, the line keeps moving, and I think that's just a big part of our society now, is just how quickly these things happen and how quickly we can get the information out.
I was also going to add to that with social media. Snapchat yesterday actually had a filter, and that's how I had found out about it. Was there was a Pray for Paris, and I was kind of confused. So then obviously I like went on the internet, and then I figured it out and turned the TV on. So it was kind of interesting how you can find things out through different social medias.
I have to say, you know, as somebody who's a little older than you are, I usually find out about major events on Facebook or Twitter first. I will go to lots of sources to learn, but it's usually social media that alerts me to something I need to know about. It's interesting. So it seems like I heard some belief that you could get something tweeted that is incorrect, and before you know it, it snowballs into what's assumed to be accurate just by the volume of it.
I mean, this is going to be completely off topic with yesterday, but I even saw that a lot over the summer, like with the whole New England Patriots thing. As soon as things get tweeted out, the court of public opinion just makes things believable for anyone, and that's what they're going to believe no matter what comes out after that. So that's really why you have to make sure that you're getting that information right from the get-go, because you're just completely putting people's reputations at stake, and making sure that you get things right is going to help avoid all of those different situations.
Do you foresee, I'm sure, I hope you all have some idealism and strong ethics in terms of how you're going to approach what you'll be doing. Do you think your peers who are consumers of media have that same expectation? Those that maybe aren't journalism majors are as passionate about accurate information as you are?
I think we see it when we get it wrong more so than when we get it right, because they expect it to be correct. And then when you get a bunch of initial reports that everyone starts speculating, and then later on that information changes, that's when you get the backlash, and that's when stations can get themselves in trouble.
Anybody else with any comments on that?
I would definitely agree with what Christine just said there. We've even seen that at Orbit Media a few times this year, with initial reports coming in, police reports, all that, and then coming out later that maybe there was a misspelling on the police report or something wasn't quite right. So then when we correct that information, that's when we get that backlash from the community that expects us to get it right the first time.
And it's good that you correct it. And you really have an important obligation, especially in Muskingum County, where a lot of people are going to be relying on you. One thing I notice a lot is the difference between editorialization and news, and how many people I know of all ages and backgrounds and stripes that don't seem to be able to distinguish between the two. Do any of you find that as well, or have any observations about that?
Yeah, I think a little bit with not just Orbit Media, but news in general. Regular consumers of the news really like to sensationalize to read that. And I think the lines, unfortunately, start to blur between something that's sensationalized, someone reads that like, oh, okay, that must be true, as opposed to hard news being objective. So I think a lot of that is just the readers get blurred, and they can't really distinguish between the two.
Anybody else at all?
Yeah, I think, for example, a few years ago, when the exotic animals got loose, in one of our classes, we watched two different...
Wait, exotic animals got loose in one of your classes?
Yes, let me clarify.
Sorry.
That. In Zanesville.
Just teasing, Martin.
But in my media literacy class, we watched two versions of the same topic of the animals getting loose. And one, you could see that it wasn't exactly, I want to say fluffier, but it wasn't as fact-based as it probably should have. And you could see that, I don't think when it was originally aired that, you think about it as much. But looking back at it, you see, okay, this story, why did they, use a pun, or why did they say something that they probably shouldn't have?
That's a good observation. We only have a couple minutes left. If you're joining us just now, Sean McIntyre will be performing shortly. You're listening to some fine students, all undergraduates at WMCO, the Orbit, Muskingum University in New Concord, Ohio, who are here along with Lisa Marshall, their professor, for a field trip today. Has anyone not had much? We haven't heard too much from you guys. Anything you've wanted to say that you haven't had a chance to?
Yeah, sure. I was just going to say, social media is a monster, and it's a train I don't think is going to stop anytime soon. And people just need to be able to make that distinguishing factor between what's real and what's not. I think that is a huge problem in society these days.
It's a very good observation.
Mostly of things I want to say, like my fellow peers, like already said them. But like in my mind, like social media is still like a really growing thing. And I think people depend way too much on social media, because like they said, like social media is not always correct. And I mean, even though the news isn't always correct either, but still, like, it's just something that we, I think, depend too much on.
How many of you are registered to vote that are eligible? Every hand just went up. How many of you are going to vote? I hope. Thank you. I hope you will. I would love to talk about debate formats with you and other things, but our time is just about running out. Is anybody really itching to say something that they didn't get a chance to say?
Jason. You haven't said anything.
Oh, Jason. Come on up here, Jason. Our school board member. I want to know, why are my taxes so high?
Well, I don't know about your district, but on the social media thing, people have this intrinsic value. They like information, and they like it fast. And so there's this debate because, you know, as media students, we want to provide accurate information and but still be first. But the consumer out there, you know, the parent on Facebook and wants to know if their student's okay at school or wants to know if, you know, there's going to be a flood or something or a more tragic event like what happened in Paris, they want that information really quick. And so I think everyone's right there. There's that really distinctive line. And social media, like we saw yesterday, people were just tweeting like crazy and sometimes even putting the lives of the hostages in danger because they just wanted to be first with information. And so it really makes us personally, as users of social media, had to question our own responsibilities as well.
That's a good note, I think, to finish up on. You guys are great. I like how supportive you are of one another, as well as the intelligence you all have. Lisa, I don't know if you wanted to add anything. I'm just glad
this
you're
is
here.
Our mom. Yeah. Dr. Momshul.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Larry, for having us on. I know this field trip has been, I think, 6 years in the works, and so yeah. We really appreciate you and the Saturday Light Brigade and what you do for our community. I know we have a lot of listeners. We heard a new Concord person called in this morning on our way over here, so we really appreciate what you provide our listeners in our area. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we have internships here if anybody is ever thinking about doing that. And I'm glad you can stay a little bit after the show. You're also welcome to stay for Sean McIntyre, who's going to be coming up in just a couple moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.